The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Chance here for Lincoln Christian. They set middle. Liesmeyer off the block. Great dig in the back row by Flaherty. Returned by Benton. Set to the outside. Humphrey off the block. Again Flaherty with the dig. Set to the outside. Morovic tips it over. Dug out. Taylor returns. It's on Central Catholic side. Match point. Here's Morovic. She'll drive it across and down.
Today, it's the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular with Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic, and the defending C2 state champion, Hastings St. Cecilia. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
This time sets middle for Nikolai, and her attack is down and good, and it will end game one for St. Cecilia.
When the volleyball rankings came out for the start of the season, Grand Island Central Catholic was number 5 in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia is number 2 in C2, and Lincoln Christian is looking to return to the top 10. It's the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome to High School Volleyball, the opening night of the season, and a top five matchup here tonight to wrap up our Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular between the host Crusaders, ranked as high as number 5 in C1, taking on the top-ranked and defending state champions in C2, the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia, both Centennial Conference foes, both winners tonight over Lincoln Christian. In their opening matches, Central Catholic did it 25-18, 25-11, St. Cecilia 25-23, and 25-16. Should be a well of a match, and we welcome you to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Opening night of the NFL, they're a few minutes from getting underway in Seattle. The Seahawks taking on Green Bay on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's an off night for the Royals on the breeze, but Detroit is playing, so a chance maybe for Kansas City to pick up a half game tonight as a Detroit currently taking on Cleveland, and Detroit leads that 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Let's look at our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. No changes from the original first match for St. Cecilia. Number 2, a 5'9 senior, Claire Hamburger. Number 1, a 5'3 junior, Chandra Farmer. Number 10, a 5'8 senior, Josie Prevett. Number 5, a 5'8 senior, Carly Wright. Number 9, 5'8 junior, Lil Sheehy. And number 7, 5'4 senior, Dana Rundle. No libero for St. Cecilia. Ranked number 1 in the Lincoln Journal Star, or number 1 in the Omaha World Herald, number 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star behind Freeman. Head coach Alan Van Kira, who in the previous match won his 800th career game as a head coach. Rob Cober and Tara Jones are the assistants. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Coach Sharon Zavala has now won 897 matches. She'll start with 5'7 junior, number 3, Sadie Gehring. Number 15, a 5'10 junior, Darren Willman. Number 11, 5'8 junior, Laura Lowry. Number 14, 5'10 senior, Emma Benton. Number 9, 5'8 junior, Lauren Webb. Number 6, 5'8 junior, Emily Herbeck. And the libero, number 1, a 5'6 senior, Katie Golka. This was an extremely young team for Central Catholic. Went 21-11 last year, but that means pretty much everybody's back with experience. Sharon Zavala, the head coach, Brittany Rail, the assistant. They're ranked 5th and 9th in today's preseason rankings in Class C1. And that's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll get things underway after this timeout.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The UNK football season also getting underway tonight, and Northwest Missouri State has struck on a 65-yard touchdown pass from Brady Bowles to Bryce Young. And, of course, Bowles out of Nebraska, out of Lincoln, 7-0 Northwest Missouri State, 9 minutes to go in the first quarter in the season opener for the Lopers. Hastings College will have their opener Saturday night at Kansas Wesleyan. You can hear Hastings Broncos Sports on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings volleyball coach Matt Buttermore here tonight watching the action. They host their own fall classic tomorrow and Saturday at Lynn Farrell Arena. UNK also hosting their fall classic Friday and Saturday. Their first match tomorrow is at 12:15. The Huskers are on the road in Dayton to play three games, starting with Dayton Friday and a doubleheader on Saturday. Our next Volleyball Tuesday, a Fort Kearney Conference triangular from Axtell as the Wildcats take on Overton and SEM. That will also get underway at 5 o'clock next Thursday. Kearney High is at Hastings. Football tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw will host Lawrence Nelson. Bruning Davenport Shickley will host Blue Hill on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholics at Ogallala on ESPN 1460. We're ready to go. Central Catholic wins the toss. They'll serve. Sadie Gehring fires it away, and here we go. First swing for St. Cecilia, driven across by Perbeck. Dig made on the back row by Golka, taken over by Benton, who led the team in kills in the first match. Outside, Farmer over the double block. Another dig by Golka. Benton from the back row will take it across. Here's the set on the outside. Hamburger to Farmer, rolls it across. Benton with the dig. Here is the set. Middle attack. It'll be tipped across there by Willman. St. Cecilia can't quite get it over. Good hustle. Almost taking out the scorer's table by Claire Hamburger. A long rally here on the opening point of the match, but it ends up going to Central Catholic. And staying at the service line will be Sadie Gehring. This one goes to the outside. Here is Prevett again. That one sails into the back row to Golka. Benton from the left-hand wing drives it across back middle. Dug out there by Sheehy. Taking across strongly. Central Catholic trying to run it down. Back row pass across Lowry. Free ball here for the Hawkettes. They go middle, and it's dumped down by Josie Prevett for the first kill for St. Cecilia. Of course, with football practice being over, a little bit louder here, especially for the home team Crusaders. And Hamburger now to serve it away here for St. Cecilia. The serve droops across there to Gehring. Benton on the attack gets the kill. Benton had 11 kills in the first match tonight, and Emma will get one right there. First kill of the match, and back to serve it away, Central Catholic. It'll be Jenny Sitt, but the serve is going to be deep and out of bounds, so St. Cecilia gets the ball right back. 2-2 your score. And St. Cecilia now back to serve it away, and that is Chandra Farmer to do the honors. Farmer serve, down the middle to Benton. Lowry slide, right side attack, cross court, down and good, Lauren Webb. So Central Catholic giving St. Cecilia a little different look there. Neither team had to work overly hard in their match against Lincoln Christian. They could go to their go-to players, and it was pretty good for both of them. Now Lowry to serve it away. Looks this deep middle, picked up there by Rundle. And the outside attack, was it blocked or into the net? Looks like it's going to be blocked down. Teaming up there was Herbeck and Webb. Webb's going to get credit for getting a hand on that one. 4-2, Central Catholic just underway in game one. And Lowry with the serve. Here's the set to the outside, close to the net, to be tipped across that time by Sheehy. Dig is made. Benton got a good look, and she'll drive it home. Second kill for Emma Benton. And it's now 5-2 Central Catholic here in the opening game against the defending state champions. And Lowry serves. Mishandled back row, ace. 6-2, GICC. trying to keep things rolling here. In the early going, Laura Lowry fires it down the sideline. Mishandled. Rundle runs it down. They've got a chance to get it over. Farmer from a long way off the back line does. Here's the set outside. Dumped across there by Herbeck. St. Cecilia digs. Sheehy on the attack. Dug out in the back row. Here's Benton through the double block. Down and good. Emma Benton, her third kill, and timeout, St. Cecilia here in game number one. Central Catholic has the better of it in the early going. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score Central Catholic 7, St. Cecilia 2.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Quick timeout for St. Cecilia. We're back to action. Lowry on the serve for Central Catholic. Outside attack is going to be down and good. Lil Sheehy went right down the line. And we'll get a chance to serve it away. Will be Prevet for St. Cecilia. 7-3 Central Catholic. Game one. Best of three. All to 25. Mini jump serve. Handled there by Gehring. Middle attack. Webb takes it off the double block. Pops high in the air to Farmer. Dumped across by Hamburger. Picked up there by Gehring, and soft one across by Benton is good enough. A little misplay in the back row that time by St. Cecilia. Farmer was ready to make the play, but the front row player dove in front of her and directed it in a different direction. And now Benton to go back and serve it away. Down the middle it comes to Farmer. Set to the outside, Sheehy over the single block, but it's deep and out of bounds. Point Central Catholic. 9-3 Crusaders. St. Cecilia sets three back on serve receive. Knuckleball over. Handled there by Sheehy. Back to Lil at the 10-foot line. Sets it across. Golka has it. Short set to the outside. Herbeck drives it home. And right now, St. Cecilia, you can just tell that their heads are down a little bit here. They have not gotten out of the gates, and they find themselves down 10-3. Benton goes for three in a row here. Benton serve. Handled the back row, but the pass is off the mark. They'll get it back to Farmer. She'll slap it over. Gehring with the dig. Lowry with the pass. Back to Sadie. Rolls it over the double team. And in the net called on St. Cecilia. 11-3. Central Catholic. Combination of a little bit of everything. A couple of nice attacks. A couple of errors. And Central Catholic now up by 8. Another strong serve. Farmer picks it up. Quick set in the middle. And it goes across by Scope off the basketball hoop, and that helps Central Catholic. They're able to run it down with Golka. Now the attack by St. Cecilia and Wright. Dug out Lowry. Gehring from the 10-foot line into the net. An attack error for Central Catholic. Did a great job just to keep that ball alive. Back to serve it away. Carly Wright for St. Cecilia. And Wright over to Benton. Here's Lowry again to Gehring from the left wing. She'll take it off the double block and good. 12-4, Central Catholic. That's Gehring's first kill. And into the game for the Crusaders will be Darren Willman into the front row. And Webb will go back to serve it away. 5'8 junior, Webb right down the middle to Hamburger. Pass close to the net, and it puts the setter into the net. Point, Central Catholic, 13-4. Had a couple long rallies right out of the gate, and now we've had quite a few quick points in a row. Webb, bullet serve, just picked up, saved, and then they almost watch it hit the floor. St. Cecilia gets it over, but it's a free ball. Herbeck sets it over, dug out by Wright, set to the outside, and into the net again for Lil Sheehy. She is matched up well over in that corner, and another timeout for Hastings St. Cecilia. It'll be their final timeout here in the first set. Central Catholic 14, St. Cecilia 4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. www.crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Back here at Grand Island Central Catholic, as always, a big thank you to longtime athletic director Howard Schumann and the many fine sponsors. Final match of the Central Catholic Triangular, and it's a quick start here against St. Cecilia for the Crusaders. 14-4, middle attack, blocked up front, and an ace block. St. Cecilia's Lucy Skoke on the swing of Wilman. And there's a little something positive for the Hawkettes, down 14-5. Both teams able to beat Lincoln Christian in straight sets earlier tonight. Serve across, pass right back above the net. Farmer redirects it, and it's picked up, and Benton will roll it back over. So St. Cecilia couldn't get the freebie down, and the attack is deep and well out of bounds that time as Hamburger caught a flyer. And St. Cecilia has yet to score on their serve, 15-5, Central Catholic, as Herbeck checks out. And into the ball game will be Madison Liske to serve. 15-5, Liske floats it deep corner. Set to the outside, Farmer. Into the block. Blocked that time by Central Catholic and Lowry, but it's returned right to him. Gehring on the swing. Nice dig by Tammy Wynn, who's in for St. Cecilia, to Hamburger, and she'll get the kill. Claire Hamburger with her first kill, third overall for St. Cecilia. 15-6, and Lucy Skoke will go back and serve. Need to get something going here off their serve, get some kind of momentum going. It's all Central Catholic right now after winning a couple of early long rallies. And Benton tries a back row attack into the net. And St. Cecilia picks up their first point on serve, 15-7. How long will it last? Skoke clips the net. It pops across, overpass, free ball at the net, on the joust. It's won by St. Cecilia. They'll get the point. Claire Hamburger getting back-to-back kills, 15-8. Long way to go here for St. Cecilia, but finally able to get a little rally going as the serves down the middle to Benton. Pass close to the net. Dumped across and good. St. Cecilia caught flat-footed that time as Lowry dumps it across for her first kill. 16-8, Central Catholic with the lead. And an update down from Maryville, Missouri. UNK is on the board. Bronson Marsh, an 8-yard touchdown rush on third and goal. Takes it in. Serve across. Attack out of bounds by Prevett. 17-8. Back to serve it away is Sadie Gehring. UNK awaiting the extra point here as the serve is across. Handled there by Sheehy. Set outside, Prevett. High, long set, back corner. Back pedaling to pick it up, Gehring. To Benton. Cross court kill. Emma Benton. 5 kills in the set. And the lead back up to 10. 18-8. Central Catholic and St. Cecilia's already used both of their timeouts. Gehring on the serve, low line driver. Dug out Hamburger to the outside. Prevett, near side attack. Off the shoulder that time of Liske, and they're able to pass it back over. Middle attack, Prevett, wide open corner, and Josie puts it down and good. Side out, St. Cecilia. UNK does convert the extra point. It's UNK and Northwest Missouri State tied 7-7 with 4:11 to go in the first quarter in the season opener. Short serve across by St. Cecilia, handled there by Wilman. They get it to the outside. Benton, her attack is passed out of bounds. Emma Benton with kill number 6. 19-9, Central Catholic cruising along here in game one. Webb back into the front row, and Jenny Sitt back to serve it away for Central Catholic. Sitt floats it into the back corner. Central Catholic with that lead. Just got it across, somehow an arm on it there by Liske, kept it alive, over to St. Cecilia. Here comes Farmer on the near side. She'll drop it across. Good dig in the back row by Sitt, and Benton will roll it over from the 10-foot line. Sheehy with the dig, back set, set across right. Again, it's tracked down, but not well enough, and Carly Wright will get the kill. St. Cecilia, just about everybody back. Of course, they're missing Nicola, the big hitter, but 4/5 returning starters. Maybe 5/6, depending on what time of the year it was. St. Cecilia just hasn't clicked yet. Down 19-10. Farmer, Chandra to serve. Here's Benton on the attack. Off the block, Farmer with the dig. Set to the outside. Swing taken across by Sheehy. Picked up by Gehring in the back row. They'll have to pass it across with Lowry. Free ball here for the Hawkettes. Set outside Sheehy. Off the double block and gets the kill. Lil with her second kill. St. Cecilia picks up the point on serve, and Farmer will go again. 19-11, Grand Island Central Catholic opening game. Best of three of our final match tonight. And the serve. Little floater right into the middle of the floor to Gehring. Slide right side, and Webb will terminate. Lauren on the slide, goes back against the grain. 20-11, Central Catholic. And Emily Herbig back into the front row as Lowry goes back to serve it away here for Central Catholic. Don't forget, at the end of tonight's match, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, and a chat with both the coaches. So stay with us. Serves across to Rundle. Set to the outside. Sheehy, good attack from the angle. She was well off the court over there by the upper F and got a good swing on that one. Sheehy, her third kill. With Central Catholic just not letting St. Cecilia getting any runs together here. 20-12, and the serve, Prevett. Into the corner to Golka. Good pass to Lowry. Benton on the outside decides to roll that one over and in the net. They know when Benton's coming, they got to close up and get tight on that block. And that time they were in the net. So it's 21-12, and Benton will serve. Wins back in for St. Cecilia. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. St. Cecilia on serve receives. Scope from the middle, sets it across. Benton's there. Lowry sets middle. Webb around the single block. Picked up that time by Hamburger. The attack is blocked at the net. Great dig there by Farmer to get it out of her own net. It's passed across. Lowry sets outside to Gehring, and she'll fire it down the middle. Win with the dig, but nobody gets it after that, and Gehring will get credit for the kill, her second. 22-12, game one, Central Catholic in this battle of top five teams. Serve across to Win. Here's Hamburger on the set. Short set, Skoke. She's blocked up front that time. Dug out by St. Cecilia. They'll go again. Blocked again, but out of bounds. Point, Sheehy. So the block that time, Webb and Herbeck, solid. Just couldn't finish it off. And St. Cecilia to serve it away. Carly Wright. Cross to Gehring. Back set right side over the double block. Wright with the up. Pass to the outside. Sheehy on the attack. Dug out by Benton. Now Gehring on the quick return. Tries to lob it into the corner. Wynn is ready. Short set. Skoke, the six-footer, drops it across to Benton. Dumped over by the center, Lowry. St. Cecilia goes right back. Oh, they dumped it into their own net. They tried to go center-center there and ended up catching the tape. 23-13. Lauren Webb now to serve it away. 2 points away from the opening set. Line drive. Handled there by Wynn. From the back row, Hamburger has to take it across. Lowry will set it to the outside for the lefty Herbig. She's blocked by Sheehy. They'll try again. This time it's Gehring from the left side. Wynn with a nice dig. Wright will set it to Sheehy, and she puts it into the net. It is game point. Grand Island Central Catholic. Lauren Webb to serve for the opening set here, 24-13. And Webb serve into the back corner. Handled there by Sheehy, middle attack, Skoke off the block, gets the kill, picks up another point here for St. Cecilia. They're not going to win game number one, but if they could get just a couple 3 points here before it's over, get some sort of momentum going for the second set. Little Sheehy on the serve. Over to Gehring, pass to Lowry, short set, middle of the attack by Wilman is deep. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. We're going to say it was tipped, and that'll be the end of the game. So, Wilman with her only kill of the opening set. Good enough for Central Catholic to take the opening game 25-14 over the defending C2 state champions from St. Cecilia. We'll look at the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And we are back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's a look at the first set numbers. First off for St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer had a service point. Claire Hamburger had two kills. Carly Wright had a kill. Lil Sheehy led the way with four kills. Josie Prevett, two kills. Lucy Scope, two service points, an ace block, and one kill. St. Cecilia had 10 kills, one ace block, and no ace serves. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Emma Benton, four service points, six kills. Sadie Gehring, three service points, two kills. Emily Herbeck, one kill. Lauren Webb, three service points, an ace block, two kills. Laura Lowry, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. And Darren Willman, one kill. Central Catholic, 13 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. Central Catholic takes the opener 25-14. And we will be back with set number two between the Crusaders and Hawkettes after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball with our producer and engineer, Caleb Henry, Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda. As we get ready for the second set here at GICC, UNK opening night football game. UNK and the defending national champion and top-ranked Northwest Missouri State end of the first quarter. They're tied 7-7. And Hastings St. Cecilia will serve it away here to start game two. Central Catholic won the opener 25-14. Crusaders go to Benton. Good dig out of the back row that time by Rundle, and it's passed across. Lowry with the set. They'll try Benton again. Take something off that. Hamburger was able to get it up there, and it's passed across by Wright. Dug by Gehring, short set middle. It'll be tipped across by Willman. Saved there by Prevett and tipped over. First point of this second set. Just like the first set, pretty long. Driven across by Benton again. Farmer with the dig. Has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Crusaders. Gehring to Lowry to Benton. And the ball off that double block is dug out again by Rundle. Now Farmer gets a swing, but into the net it goes. Point, Central Catholic. They win the opening point, and now the double switch. For the Crusaders, into the front row, Lauren Webb, and back to serve it away, Jenny Sint. Again, the NFL just underway. Green Bay, Seattle on ESPN 1460. Sint with an ace serve. And it's 2-0 Grand Island Central Catholic. Jenny Sint gets the second service ace of this match for the Crusaders. St. Cecilia, no ace serves. They had trouble scoring on their serve at all in game one. Here's the middle attack by Prevett. Blocked, ace block. Lauren Webb, her second. 3-0 Central Catholic. Remember, Central Catholic jumped out to a 7-2, 11-3, 14-4 lead in game one. St. Cecilia played them even, but they were never going to get back in it. They cannot spot them that again. Here's Benton on the attack, and Benton's going to get the kill. Number seven for Emma Benton. And a great start here for Jenny Sint with three straight service points. Not what Coach Alan Van Cura wanted to see here to start this second set. 4-0 his team down. Serve across, Rundle on the dig. Here's the pass to the outside. Prevett on the attack. Dug out, Gehring in the back row. From 12 feet away, it's taken across by Benton. Farmer digs it up. Set across by Hamburger. Didn't work. Middle attack, Webb. Great dig. Sends it up into the rafters. Doesn't hit much. And it'll be Farmer to tap it back across for the Hawkettes. Benton from the 10-foot line. Quick return for Central Catholic. Hamburger kept it out of the net. Good tip up there, but Prevett couldn't finish. And then Benton with an attack error for the Crusaders gives St. Cecilia the point. Usually you would see the center tip it across. That time she decided to keep it in play and really got a good look at it. Just good defense by Central Catholic. but they couldn't finish. 4-1, St. Cecilia finally on the board here, and Chandra Farmer to serve. Crossed it comes, slide to Webb. She's blocked up front, but blocked out of bounds. Lauren Webb starting to become a little bit more involved in the offense here for Coach Sharon Zavala as the night continues. 5-1, and back to serve it away, the Crusader setter, Laura Lowry. And Lowry, half step, fires it over to Rundle. Set close to the net, tapped across there by Sheehy. Wasn't a block ready. Benton on the return, might be a little deep. Played anyway, and it'll have to be passed across. Out of the back row, free ball here. Golka gets it up there to Benton over the double block, but also out of bounds. Point St. Cecilia. That's one where Central Catholic had the offense in their favor the whole point, but just missed on the attack. And back to serve it away, Josie Prevett, as Skoke re-enters the front row. St. Cecilia got some work to do to get back in the match. Down the middle to Gehring. Slide Webb. A little deep. She blocked, and then it ricocheted off of her. The block might have went out of bounds, but it ricocheted back off Webb, and the ace block to Lucy Skoke, her second of the match. And St. Cecilia picks up the point on serve. Prevent to do it again. 5-3. Central Catholic leads. They won the opener 25-14. And the serve, a little shorter this time to Benton. They'll set it middle to Webb. Webb around the double block and in the net. Called on St. Cecilia. Boy, they had three players, all of them up there. Hamburger, Skoke, and Wright. And the ball still got over them. It was dug out. Would have still been in play, but net violation. And Benton to serve, and into the net it goes. So right back over to St. Cecilia. 6-4, Central Catholic, game two. And Carly Wright to serve it now for the Hawkettes. And Wright serve. A lot of top spin on it. Benton gets it to Lowry, close to the net to Gehring. Gehring on the attack, and they're going to say Gehring gets the point. Looked like it hit the back line anyway, but they're going to say it was tipped. And a side out here for the Crusaders. 7-4, and Webb will go back and serve it away. Serve across, picked up by Wynn, back row specialist. Attacked by Hamburger, takes it off the block, it's down and good. Player with her third kill, side out St. Cecilia. Golka back in to play libero for Central Catholic. And Sheehy to serve it away at Gehring. Set it, oh, there was a miscommunication. Gehring thought it was to Wilman. Wilman was getting up there to play the net, waiting for Gehring to attack it, and the ball falls. A rare mental mistake there, communication mistake tonight for Central Catholic, 7-6. As the serves across, then quickly returned down and good that time by Gehring. For Sadie, that'll be her fourth kill. 8-6, Crusaders. And Madison Liske back in to serve the ball away. Liske fires it across to Sheehy, stays in the back row. Wynn to Farmer from behind the 10-foot line. To Benton, good pass to Lowry. Gehring over the double block, down and good. And Sadie, back-to-back kills. Now 9-6, Central Catholic. And Liske picks up her first point from the service line of this match. Serve across to Wynn. Here is the short set middle. Big swing, and it's down and good for Hamburger. St. Cecilia, side out. Central Catholic 9, St. Cecilia 7. First set went to the Crusaders, 25-14. Both teams beat Lincoln Christian earlier tonight. 25-18, 25-11 for Central Catholic, 25-23, 25-16 for St. Cecilia. And the ball served across, nailed on the net, but it rolled all the way down the net and kicked out of bounds. So a point for St. Cecilia with Lucy Skoke doing the serving. Chance to tie it here. Lowry runs down the set. Gehring blocked at the net, digs it, goes back on the Crusaders' side, passed across by Golka. Free ball here. Wright will set it. Here's Hamburger. She's blocked and out of bounds. Claire starting to warm up, and we're tied 9-9. And a timeout will be called by Grand Island Central Catholic, their first of the match. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We're all tied at 9 in game 2.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
We are back here at Central Catholic, where Hastings St. Cecilia has put a little 3-0 run together out of the Central Catholic timeout. Serve across, Gehring on the attack. Hamburger with the dig. They'll set it back to Clare down the left side. It hit the tape and popped up, dug out in the back row there by Liskey and set across by Wilman. Chance for St. Cecilia. They go quick in the middle, and it's down and good. Josie Prevett. And St. Cecilia looking as good as they have all night long during this little stretch. They take the lead at 10-9. Their first lead of this entire match. Scope to serve, looking for four in a row. Here's Lowry to Gehring on the outside. Off the double block, it's dug out. Right will set, outside Hamburger. Off the block, it's dug out. Benton in the back row. Short set, Wilman through the double block, down and good. Darren Wilman with her second kill. And it's 10-10, game two. Again, St. Cecilia fell in the opener, 25-14. 8.5 to go in the NFL. Green Bay, Seattle scoreless in the opening game of the National Football League season. UNK and Northwest Missouri State 7-7, 11 minutes to go, second quarter. Serve across, here's Benton on the attack block, but it was right near the line and out of bounds. No room to work with, and Benton gets her second kill of this set, and that'll be her match-high eighth kill. Crusaders regain the lead at 11-10. Gehring on the serve. Here's Farmer, good look in the middle, and she'll terminate. Chandra, her first kill of this match. And a side out for the Hawkettes. Back to serve it away will be Claire Hamburger. 11-11 the score. Hamburger well back, takes a little run at it. Nothing too overpowering, but mishit that one. And a service error back to the Crusaders. First service error of the set by St. Cecilia. And back into service, Jenny Sint. Last time she was back there, she fired off three in a row, including an ace to get things going. Here she's aggressive in the back corner to Farmer, to the outside, Prevett. She'll drive it through the double block. Fourth kill for Josie Prevett. Midway through this second set, we're all knotted up at 12. Chandra Farmer now rotates back to serve it away for St. Cecilia, who dropped the first set. Serve across. Here is the slide, right side web. The timing was off. The ball's in the net. St. Cecilia takes the lead back at 13-12. Taking her time, Farmer on the serve. Across to Benton, trying to get her back into that attack mode, and there she is with the kill. Emma Benton, number 9, her 20th kill of the night. She had 11 in the first match, 9 here. Again, 13-13, your score. And the serve across by Lowry. Good strong one picked up by Rundle. A lot of fakes to the net, and they get it to the outside to Sheehy, and she'll put it down. First kill of the set, fifth of the match. 14-13, Hastings St. Cecilia. And these two would seem to play each other a lot, but that's not necessarily the case, as the serve is across. Lowry sets it up. Herbeck drives it across. Set to the back row for Farmer. She caught the tape. Across it goes. Gehring lays out to pick it up. Benton on the attack. One arm up in the back row, but it's headed for the net, and St. Cecilia ran into the net trying to save it. Point, Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's 14-14. Benton to serve. And Benton cuts it across to win. Here's a short set middle. Skoke into the net. Tried to go with a soft tap across and didn't work. St. Cecilia up 15-14. Last year, this was a heck of a triangular. Lincoln Christian, of course, the team that went home. Central Catholic lost to St. Cecilia, beat Lincoln Christian, but Lincoln Christian beat St. Cecilia. They all went 1-1. Here's the outside attack by Sheehy. She'll get the kill, and back and forth we go. Since it was 9-7. And that St. Cecilia went on a four-point run. It's been within two ever since. Back and forth we go. Free ball across to St. Cecilia. Wright will set it. Left-hand attack. Scope is going to be down and good. It did get flicked back over, but it was out of bounds. Second kill for Scope. 16-15. Wright to serve. As we've been rotating the last few times, over to Golka. Good pass to Lowry. Gehring with a good look, but it is into the block of Scope, picked up and returned over. Wright with the set. A little short, and the attack is long. Set didn't get up for Sheehy, and she sent it long, 16 all. St. Cecilia trying to force a third and decisive set here. Lauren Webb now to serve it away for Grand Island Central Catholic. It hit the net and fell over for an ace. They'll take them when you can get them. Those are the gut-wrenching ones if you're on the defensive side of those. First ace for Webb. Crusaders regain the lead, 17-16. Serve down the middle to win. Here's the set. Left-hand attack by Skoke. Blocked up there by Webb. Back over to the Hawkettes. Now Hamburger from the middle, and she'll get it. Claire with her sixth kill. And it's 17-17. Back to serve it away is Lil Sheehy. More Volleyball Tuesday. Fort Kearney Conference. Axtell will host SEM and Overton. Also getting underway at 5 next Thursday. Our dual season begins. Kearney at Hastings. Benton on the attack. Overpassed right back over to Central Catholic. And Herbeck will try it through the double team. Emily Herbeck, her second kill. She had a little more, or maybe a few more looks, it seemed like anyway, in the Christian match. But we're not done here yet. And in to serve, Madison Liske picked up a service point earlier in the game. What a win. Passed off the net. Still set up, and Hamburger made something out of that one. How about a little Hamburger helper right there? Claire with her seventh kill. Five of them are here in this set. And we're exchanging points again, 18 all. St. Cecilia now trying to get the lead back. Lucy Scope had three in a row earlier, which gave them the lead at the time. Across to Gehring, back to Sadie, over swing into the net, attack error, point St. Cecilia. Now Central Catholic has one timeout remaining. St. Cecilia has both, and now Coach Zavala is going to use her second one. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. The first set went to Central Catholic 25-14, but St. Cecilia has the serve at a 19-18 lead here in game two.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola, is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here at the Central Catholic Triangular. Thanks to Howard Schumann, the athletic director, the coaches, and, of course, all the fine sponsors. As the serve is across, Gehring has to set it over. Free ball right for St. Cecilia. Goes to Hamburger. Blocked. Beautiful block, but Wright kept it alive, and it's returned over. Chance here for the Crusaders. Lowry sets outside. Gehring got a run at it and tried to go with a short tip. Made that hard charge and then tried to take something off of it into the net. Point St. Cecilia. Skoke ready to go. Fires it across to Golka. Now the Crusaders need a point. They'll slide it to Willman. She'll tip it over. Right at the net and stepping across the center line. Did they get it? No, they called. Yes, they did. They did call it. Into the net. Called on Hastings St. Cecilia. It was a clear foot violation stepping across the center line. And Central Catholic now has a chance to tie it, but they serve it right into the net. So all of a sudden, Central Catholic has hit a bump in the road. And St. Cecilia, a chance to force a third set. 21-19. Hamburger floats it across. Gehring to Lowry. Benton back in the front row. Benton drives it over. Picked up by Arundel. Here's the outside attack, and it is just wide, it looks like. The side judge said she couldn't see it. We're going to end up getting a replay. St. Cecilia, I'm sure they thought it was in. Central Catholic thought it was out. Key call here. Now let's see what the official says. It's going to be called out. And Coach Adler Van Kuren is going to come off the bench and say, how can the far linesman make that call? The head referee talked to the far linesman, although it was on his side of the court. It was on, he's on the Central Catholic side, but he's on the other corner. And now Coach Van Kuren is saying he can't make that call. Claire Hamburger, the captain, going over talking to the official. They want, now that they're not getting the call, obviously, they want nothing worse than a replay. And let's see what indeed our officials are going to decide here. Seattle, in the meantime, has kicked the field goal. They're up 3-0, 6 minutes to go, first quarter. And they're going to give Grand Island Central Catholic the volleyball, it looks like. That's a tough call. It was tough enough, I couldn't quite tell where the ball landed either from our vantage point. They have not put a point up on the board. And Coach Alan Van Kuren, who's won 800 games, saying, how, what, where, when, who, nobody saw it, let's replay it. It was close enough, he's saying, that nobody could have made that call. Coach Van Kuren once again to the down ref, going with maybe another rule clarification, and again the referees are coming together. Doug Duda with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Don't forget at the end of the match, whatever that is, the Misco Sports postgame show. And one of those where the referees have made their decision and they are not going to overturn it, and all they can do is smile and kind of bite their lip here. Of course, Coach Van Kuren can't get a – he'd like to talk to the up official, but that's not the way things work. And eventually here, now we're just going to have to play some volleyball. And one of the filmers is trying to bring it over and show the referee, but that's not allowed, so they shoo her away quickly. And finally, the head official says, let's play. And so Central Catholic will pick up the point. That closes the gap to one. St. Cecilia 21, Central Catholic 20. And back to serve it away will be Jenny Sint. Over to Farmer. Let's see if they can keep the momentum. Yes, they will. Big swing. Down and good. Josie Prevett. Who knows? That might even put a little more spark into the belly here of St. Cecilia. 22-20. They need this to force a third game here in this battle of top five teams. Chandra Farmer with the serve. It's deep. Gehring wasn't quite sure how to play it. And it stays in the back row, passed across by Webb, overpass St. Cecilia at the net and in the net, called on St. Cecilia. In fact, it was by the setter, Claire Hamburger. It was an illegal attack, a back row attack. So either she hit the net or it was a back row attack. They signaled back row attack, point Central Catholic. And Lowry to serve, 22-21, St. Cecilia. Hamburger sets outside Sheehy, off the block, picked up, but trouble here for Central Catholic. They run into the bench, save it, passed across by Webb, free ball, middle attack by Prevett, nice dig. Benton has to set it across. Stays in front of the 10-foot line, right, gets it to Sheehy, taps it across to Lowry. Dumped over by Herbeck into the back row, Rundle is there. Here's the set right side, and an attack error by the Hawkettes, and we're tied. St. Cecilia will burn their first time out. 22-22 here in the second set. We're playing to 25. St. Cecilia wins it. We go to a third. Central Catholic wins it. And they'll start the season 2-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Northwest Missouri State has just scored on a one-yard run to complete a 26-yard drive after a UNK interception. They now lead the Lopers 14-7, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. And as we come back to action, an attack by St. Cecilia is out, but Central Catholic is in the net. So a point for St. Cecilia, 23-22, and Prevett to serve. Floats it deep and out of bounds, 23-23, game two. Tammy Wynn back into the back row here for the Hawkettes. Emma Benton to serve for the Crusaders. Crusaders won the opening set 25-14. Serves across to Sheehy. Hamburger sets it back to Liz. She's blocked. Comes back over. Dug out by Farmer. They'll set it right side for Wright. Dug out of the back row by Golka. Swing by Gehring. She'll just roll it across. Here's Wright with the set for Sheehy. And she'll put it down. Lil got the tape. It bounced it over the double block. And Lil gets her seventh kill. And it is game point, St. Cecilia. Carly Wright to serve it here. Carly at 24-23. Game point, Hawkettes. And the serve. Picked up by Golka. Good pass to Lowry. They go outside. Gehring, big swing. Block and in. Ace block. Claire Hamburger teamed up with Skoke, and we're going to a third set. But a big ace block. St. Cecilia able to win it 25-23. And we're even at a set apiece. We'll take a timeout and be back with the second set numbers after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Here are some unofficial numbers from set number two for Grand Island Central Catholic. Emma Benton had four kills. Jenny Sitt, three service points. One was an ace. Sadie Gehring, one service point, three kills. Emily Herbeck, one kill. Lauren Webb, an ace serve, an ace block, and a kill. Laura Lowry, a service point. Darren Wilman, a kill. And Madison Liskey, one service point. 10 kills, one ace block, two ace serves for the Crusaders. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer had a service point and a kill. Claire Hamburger, five kills and an ace block. Carly Wright had a service point. Lil Sheehy, a service point and three kills. Josie Prevent, a service point and three kills. Lucy Skoke, four kills, an ace block, and one ace serve. 13 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves. St. Cecilia able to come back and squeak out a 25-23 win. The Crusaders of Central Catholic won the opener 25-14. So we're on to a third and deciding set. And it's coming your way next here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesiotaping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all. That means faster claim resolution and less hassle. Plus, you can save money in the long run. It's the quick way back to normal, because with Farm Bureau, you've got an agent who can make things right when things go wrong. Farm Bureau agents make insurance simple.
In Grand Island, call me, Melissa Salter, at 381-5650. That's 381-5650.
Well, Grand Island Central Catholic has won the toss, so they'll serve it away. And we're underway in the third set, and St. Cecilia will put it away immediately. Claire Hamburger starting to really find her stride here. She'll get her team-high eighth kill, seven for Lil Sheehy, five for Josie Prevet. St. Cecilia on top, 1-0, and it'll be Hamburger to serve. Set to Benton on the outside, off the double block. Farmer digs, free ball above the net. A joust, it falls on the side of Central Catholic, and Josie Prevet is there for her sixth kill. 2-0, St. Cecilia. Leading the way for the Crusaders, Emma Benton, 10 kills, 5 for Sadie Gehring. They haven't done a whole lot that's over-the-top, dynamic, eye-popping offensively. They've done enough to keep the ball alive, and Central Catholic's really good at that. They have picked up every serve. St. Cecilia with no ace serves, and here an attack error gives Central Catholic the point. And in to serve it away will be Jenny Sint. 2-1 St. Cecilia. Green Bay has picked up a John Kuhn two-yard touchdown run. They now lead Seattle 7-3. A minute and a half to go. First quarter. Edmund will attack down and good. Hamburger and Prevett teaming up for that. Prevett with the kill. 3-1 St. Cecilia. And St. Cecilia will play Adams Central Tuesday. Central Catholic goes to the Minden invite. Of course, Minden a top five team as well in this class. And there's Benton with the kill. Her first of this third set. At the end of the match, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats, coaches' interviews on this opening night of the volleyball season. And the serve just across by Lowry. Short set right side. They'll go with a little slide that time. Wright takes it across. Now Benton on the return for Central Catholic. The up made there by Sheehy. They'll go back to Lil. She'll drive it across. Gehring with the dig. Benton off the back foot gets it across to Farmer on the dig. Set back to the right side. Wright gets it through the double block for the kill. Carly with her second kill, and St. Cecilia leads it by a score of 4-2. Back to serve it away now. St. Cecilia will get it across here with Prevett. Picked up by the libero, Golka. To the outside, Benton blocked by Skoke. Skoke and Wright team up. Lucy Skoke with her third ace block. 5-2 St. Cecilia. And Central Catholic now has to be a little afraid. St. Cecilia playing much better now than they were earlier in the match. Serve over to Gehring. Slide to Webb. Tips it across. Farmer picks it up. Close to the net. It'll be shoved over there by Sheehy. Lowry sets Herbeck. She's blocked up there by Sheehy. Now Herbeck will set it to Benton on the other side. She gets it off the tape. Good dig out of the back row that time by Prevett, but then knocked into the net. The easiest part sometimes is the hardest part, and that's what happened there for St. Cecilia. Side out Emma Benton to serve it away. And we'll wait for the serve. Crossed it comes. Set all the way to the outside. Sheehy ran a long way to get to it in the near corner. Golka picks it up. Now Gehring sends it deep. Was it tipped? Back corner says it was tipped. And they'll give her the kill. The Lions girl says that the ball was tipped. Now she's going to run over and talk to the official. And let's see if that call will stand or not. And the call will stand. So Sadie Gehring gets her sixth kill. And Emma Benton to stay at the service line. Serve across to St. Cecilia in the middle. The attack driven across. Down and good by Sheehy. So a couple of calls have went against St. Cecilia right there at the end of the second set and here early in the third set, but they responded both times with an immediate kill. And it is 6-4. Right to serve. Top spins that one into the back middle to Golka. Get it to the right side. Webb over the double block. Picked up by Wright. Wynn passes it up front. Skoke will bump it across. Free ball here for Central Catholic. Dumped over by the center, Lowry. Farmer was ready. Set to Sheehy. She'll drive it into the middle for the kill. The ninth for Lil Sheehy. And a timeout will be called by Grand Island Central Catholic. So Central Catholic cruised in the first set. They jumped out 15-5 and won at 25-14. St. Cecilia won the second 25-23, and they're up 7-4 in the third and decisive set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, back with you here. Grand Island Central Catholic as Carly Wright at the service line here for St. Cecilia. They have taken a 7-4 lead in the third set at Grand Island Central Catholic. And Webb on the right side attack into the net. 8-4 St. Cecilia. And if my math is right, that is the largest lead St. Cecilia has had at any time in this three-setter. Here is Gehring on the outside. Good dig in the back row by Wynn. Tipped across Skoke. Skokes going to get the hash mark next to her name, but it was Tammy Wynn who got the pancake and keeps this run alive, 9-4. And Wright with an ace. It's 10-4, so the timeout did not slow things down, and head coach Sharon Zavala is going to use her second one very early here. So it's all or nothing now on opening night for Cradleton Central Catholic against the state champions from last year in C2, St. Cecilia. They lead it 10-4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
10-4 here in game number three. It is a 5-0 run by St. Cecilia. Central Catholic has used both their timeouts in this run. Harley Wright is at the service line. And we're back to action. Back row attack by Benton. Off of Wright, headed towards the student section. Wynn gets it back in play. Passed over Hamburger. Free ball. Lowry, back set. Herbeck off the double block. Down and good. Emily with her third kill. And that'll end the St. Cecilia run at 5 points. 10-5, St. Cecilia. For St. Cecilia, C2, Central Catholic, C1. So unless they play in the conference tournament, this is their only meeting of the year. Lauren Webb to serve for the Crusaders, and it is wide and out of bounds. First service error of this set by either team. And now Sheehy to serve for the Hawkettes. Across it comes, miscommunication, back set. Herbeck had to run it down. She got it over. Free ball here, though. Short set. Skoke taps it across. Run down there by Lowry, the center. Taken over by Gehring. Who's going to get back into the system here first? Double hit call on the center for St. Cecilia. No one was really in sync on that play from the get-go. Point, Central Catholic, and back into serve will be Madison Liske. Got a few scores trickling in from some early results tonight in the state on this opening night of high school volleyball. First the serve across to Farmer. Set back to Chandra. Blocked up front that time by Wilman. The dig made. Dumped across by Hamburger. And a nice run down by Golka. They at least keep it alive. Let's see if St. Cecilia can take advantage. To the back row, Hamburger pushes it across. And Golka with the dig. Outside Gehring. She'll roll it over the double block for a Central Catholic kill. Sadie with her seventh kill. And Liske to serve it away again. Grand Island Senior High beat Fremont tonight, 25-6, 25-21. Playing Lincoln High, no result on that yet. Line drive serve, it's an ace. And the lead is down to three, and Coach Van Kuren not going to mess around after the ace from Madison Liske. He's going to call the timeout. Never see this many timeouts used this early, but don't want to lose the momentum. It's St. Cecilia 11, Central Catholic 8 in the third and decisive set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it. And you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And welcome back. St. Cecilia and Central Catholic playing a third set here that rivalries are made of, and it's only 11-8. It's real early. Central Catholic, though, forcing the timeout, and Farmer will take the attack. Overpass, play at the net. Willen takes a swing, and Darren got it down. Three kills, one in each set. So St. Cecilia had a 5-0 run. The teams exchanged points, and now a 4-0 run by Central Catholic. Or did they change that up? They call a net violation? Yep, they changed it. Instead of 11-9, it's 12-8. So that brings Lucy Skoke to serve it away. To the outside, Hamburger to Gehring. Gehring on the outside, she'll get the kill. Sadie with kill number 8. And you're starting to see more points earned. We had a lot of errors in the first two sets. You're seeing more points earned now. The hitting efficiency is better. Rundle back into the back row for St. Cecilia. They lead it 12-9, and it's Jenny Sitt to serve it away. But we're going to get a rotation check here for the Crusaders. Some of the other early volleyball scores to trickle in. Let me get a look at those for you. If we can find them. Yeah, Franklin beat Harvard and Shelton in straight sets. Red Cloud beat Franklin. And you know the results from here. Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia were both winners over Lincoln Christian in straight sets. And back to serve it away is Sadie Gehring. Trailing 12-9 in the third. And I think we're ready to go. The whistle blew, almost got blown for time there. Gehring finally ready to fire, and across it goes. The attack by Prevett from off the net drives it across. Here's Benton from the middle, over the single block, and good. Emma Benton with her 12th kill. And Central Catholic within two, 12-10. Again, Central Catholic already out of timeouts. St. Cecilia has used one. Minden, a winner tonight over Lexington in three easy sets, 25-11, 15-12. Serve across. And a miss hit here by Prevett into the net. And here we go again. Another run being put on. Central Catholic cuts it to one, 12-11. Gehring a chance to tie it right here. Quickly serves it across. Mishandled, nearly an ace. Farmer kept it alive. It's passed across by Prevett. Here is the slide for Willman. Off the block, the dig is made by Farmer. Wright sets it from off the net. An attack by Hamburger is good enough. Claire Hamburger with her ninth kill. St. Cecilia clings to the lead. It's now 13-11. Ward and St. Paul also in action tonight. Both ranked in C1 in the Journal Star. St. Paul won the first set 25-19. And now St. Cecilia on the serve. Here's an ace. And Hamburger comes up with a big ace serve. Her first of the match. 14-11, St. Cecilia. The crowd getting more into it here. Back and forth, trading punches in the third set. Benton on the attack. Off the block, a good one-arm save by Hamburger. And it's passed across. Free ball here. Gehring to Lowry to Benton again. This time it's around the block and hit the line. Just cut the line for Emma Benton. And Central Catholic gets the ball back. Neither team wants the other one to run away. 14-12. St. Cecilia, Central Catholic jumped out 10 points in the first set. We're up 14-4 and cruise to a 25-14 victory. Here is Prevett on the attack. Knocks it down, got the kill. Prevett, too powerful for Sint that time. In the second set, St. Cecilia was down 18-17 and battled back to win it 25-23. Jumped out to a 5-2 lead here. Eventually got it up to 10-4. Here's Benton with a kill. Nobody home in the back row. 15-13. Central Catholic has been trying to battle back from that 6-point deficit. They've been as close as two now on three occasions. Benton with 13 kills unofficially as the serve comes across. Picked up there by Sheehy. Back to Lil. She's blocked up front. Dug out and passed back over. Herbeck with the set to Benton. Rolls it over the double block. Diving save. Rundle above the net. And it's knocked down by Herbeck. Emily Herbeck went up and with the free ball jam. And it's a 1-point game. And the serve by Laura Lowry. St. Cecilia gets it across. Sheehy goes on the angle, and it just caught the tape. Caught the last strand of tape on that far sideline. Good enough, though, for Sheehy, and good enough for St. Cecilia to maintain the lead. 16-14. High school volleyball action at its best here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Prevett with that little hop serve across. Gets it over to Benton. They'll set it right back to her. Emma off the block, down and good. And now she's starting to warm up again. She had 6 kills in the first set, has 4 in each of the last two for a total of 14. Now she goes back to serve it away. Again, Alan Van Kura with the win tonight over Lincoln Christian, career win number 800. Serve across, middle attack, Skok. Quick drive down. Great job by Lowry. It's passed across there by Webb. St. Cecilia trying to go quick. Driving off the tape does Sheehy. Picked up and they'll go to the outside, Gehring. Now back in action. It's set across by Hamburger. And Central Catholic has to pass it across out of the back row. Free ball here. St. Cecilia goes to right. She'll drive it over and it's dug out there. And then miscommunication. The ball falls to the floor and Wright will get a cheap one. 17-15, Hastings St. Cecilia. And now Wright will go back to serve. Fires it across to Gehring. Set outside, Sadie, good look at it. Blocked, it ricochets off of her ace. Blocked, Skok, her fourth, second of this set. And remember, Central Catholic has already used both of their timeouts, so they cannot stop the momentum. Wright to serve. She's got 5 points from the line, including an ace in this game. And there's another ace. 19-15. Big time serving from Carly Wright, the senior, trying to put some more distance between her team and Central Catholic. This one a deeper serve that Benton handles. Lowry backs at Herbeck, ends up bumping it across to Wynn, stays in the back row. Back row attack, Farmer, kind of halved it across there to Benton. Passed outside, Gehring from the 10-foot line. Oh, it hit the net and went over. That's the break the Crusaders needed. That was not attacked well, not struck well, but got the home tape bounce. And a kill for Sadie Gehring, her ninth. Side out to serve it, Lauren Webb for the Crusaders. Beautiful serve right down the line. Dug out there, Hamburger. She gets back up and couldn't get herself set on the attack. Probably should have took that ball somewhere else because that ball moved so quickly she was not set. And it's 19-17, St. Cecilia. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews coming up. Tied up, win in the back row. Hamburger on the attack, down and good. She didn't miss that one from the 10-foot line. And that's kill number 10 for Claire Hamburger. 20-17, Hawkettes. And Sheehy to serve. High floater across. Central Catholic goes to Herbeck off the tip. Picked up there by Wright. Right side, Farmer rolls it over the block. Benton with the dig, set across on the second by Lowry. They'll get it to Hamburger, middle down, and good. Claire Hamburger, and it's 21-17, St. Cecilia. Sheehy serving. St. Cecilia, 4 points away. Crusaders go back row. Benton takes a big run, but then just punches it across, a safety one. Here is the attack by Hamburger. She's on a roll near corner, down and good. And just when Central Catholic thought maybe they had closed the gap, St. Cecilia opens it again. They're on a 6-2 run and lead it 22-17. She with the serve. Crusaders need it back. They'll go to Herbeck. She tips it with the offhand and found the opening. Fifth kill for Emily Herbeck. And now Madison Liske comes in for Herbrick, and she'll go back and serve it away. The 5-1 sophomore had a couple of points earlier in the game, including an ace. And fires it across to Wynn, close to the net. They'll get it set back out to Farmer, and she'll drop it down. Great job by Carly Wright to keep the ball out of the net and her body out of the net. Farmer just her second kill of the match. And Skok now to serve it away, the 6-foot sophomore. 23-18 Hawkettes. Skok across the net, passes off the mark. Central Catholic can only bump it over. Skok gets it to right. She'll set it to Hamburger. Hamburger over the double block, down and good, and it is match point. Off balance, didn't get a full swing, but knew where to put it. And it is match point here for St. Cecilia trying to beat Central Catholic as the serve is across by Skok. Picked up by Golka. Back row, Benton takes the swing on it. Good pass here, St. Cecilia in the middle. Prevent tips it across, not much on it. St. Cecilia waiting on defense. It's dumped across by Gehring. Ball above the net, free ball down and good by Willman. Saw it coming and gets the termination, but still 5 more match points await here for St. Cecilia. And needing to serve it up is Sadie Gehring. Match point number 2, 24-19, Hawkettes. Serve across, pass off the mark. Farmer gets it back into the middle. It's passed over by Prevet to Golka. Lowry sets, Benton on the outside. They've got their best hitter back in the front row, dug out by Sheehy. Set too close to the net, and they can't do anything with it. Point Crusaders. Coach Mancura has one timeout remaining. I'm guessing he'll let this one go, and if there's another point, he'll use it. Match point number three. Gehring serves it across. Here's a short set right side. The attack is out of bounds. They were looking for the tip, didn't get it. Hamburger set it deep, and there is the timeout. So they needed six. They are halfway home on the Central Catholic sideline. The final timeout being taken here in the third set. St. Cecilia 24, Central Catholic 21. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Match point number four for St. Cecilia. The serve is across. Back over to Central Catholic. Here's Benton. Drives it over. Good dig by Sheehy. Wright sets it to the outside. Farmer takes it across. Down and good. And St. Cecilia will win it. 25-21 in the third set. And after a sluggish start to the match, the Hawkettes will start the season 2-0 as the defense of their C2 crown continues tonight. The final score, St. Cecilia in three sets defeats Grand Island Central Catholic 14-25, 25-23, and 25-21 to improve to 2-0. So Crusaders will fall to 1-1. Career win number 801 for Alan Vancura, 897 right now for Sharon Zavala as they head to Minden this weekend. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Arnie Hastings, Grand Island.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think of it, when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports continuing to take care of our area athletes throughout central Nebraska, wishing you all the best this fall sports season. And it's time now to chat with the coaches, and we will start with the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Sharon Zavala. Came up on the short end of our second match tonight, Sharon, and at the beginning it didn't look that way. My assessment of watching you all night long is the team was just balanced the whole night, and when St. Cecilia warmed up, they took advantage of this. How would you assess your team's play?
Well, I thought we played, you know, really pretty well. The difference was after the first set, we didn't serve quite as aggressive, and then they got their passing game going, and they're really great defensive team. They're quick. They just started to put us at a pace that we didn't like. Much faster than we are.
I know Alan said yesterday when we talked to him with all the kids that he had back, he said, if we can pass well, I think we're going to be okay. Did you like the way your team played offensively here today? You didn't let them ace serve you at all tonight, I don't think. Maybe one there at the end, yeah.
Yeah, though our passing was fine. That wasn't our problem. We have to work on our block a little bit more. We need tougher serving and in our block.
Both teams have some really, really good, outstanding players, all-state type players. Emma played really good for you Benton in both matches tonight.
She really did. I mean, everybody knows Emma's going to probably get the ball. And towards the end, Aretha Moyback was coming on our right side hitter, and we tried to get her the ball more too, because we were so much of an outside hitting team that we got to a little bit more.
It seemed like both just played as the balance. You can look at what you want against the Christian. More there to the kills. Even Wilman got a couple there for you late in that third set.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, Lauren Webb, you know, she played a pretty good match. We haven't been serving her. We served her in this match, just from what I saw. So, like I told the kids, you know, our goals are still there, and I can improve a lot.
What'd you think of the Lincoln Christian match to start the night? It's always opening night, the opening match of the season. What'd you think there?
I thought we made a lot of unforced errors at first, and I wasn't very happy with our hitting. I didn't think we were very patient. You know, we just wanted to kill the ball, and we just weren't in a rhythm. Once we got in the rhythm, then things were fine.
You've got Minden this weekend, so you've got a lot of great competition scotus right around the corner. Tell me a little bit about Minden's tournament.
Well, Minden, we play we start out with Centennial, and then we play Blue Hill, and Blue Hill's rated right up there. So, I mean, we got a tough match right away. If we get by Blue Hill, then we'll probably be playing Minden, who's a top-ranked team also.
And Sharon, finally, opening night's behind you. I'm sure you'll kind of go look at some things here, but your impression as you go into practice tomorrow, what did you worry about tonight? What did you think you'd see? And just kind of your final assessment of opening night for your team.
Well, you know, I think we have good hitters, and I think we have good servers. I think our server, some of it is I think our kids have to, this was their first varsity start. They got to believe in themselves a little bit more. They got a little timid when things got tight, and they need to stay aggressive.
Well, experience is what they all need, and it's opening night. Yeah. So I'm sure we're going to see some great volleyball again. Sharon, thanks for the time,
Thank you.
We'll see you soon. Sharon Zavala, the head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central. They win the first match tonight over Lincoln Christian and then fall in three sets here to Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll look at the statistics and try and catch up with the head coach of the Hawkettes and Alan Van Kuren on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at some statistics, and then we'll catch up with Coach Van Kuren of St. Cecilia. We will start here with what happened in the third set. As I said, the Crusaders, you look at the numbers from all five of the sets they played tonight, they're very similar in points that they earned, errors that they committed, and the way that they played. And then when you look at St. Cecilia, you can see kind of each set up and up and up and up. So in this third set for Grand Island Central Catholic, Emma Benton, unofficially one service point and four kills. Sadie Gehring had four service points, four kills. Emily Herbeck had three kills. Lauren Webb had a service point. Laura Lowry had a service point. Darren Wilman had two kills. And Madison Liskey had two service points. One was an ace. 13 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve in the third set for Central Catholic. For St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer had two kills, including the match winner. Claire Hamburger, two service points. One was an ace. She ended up with six kills there in the third set. Carly Wright, she had a big hand in that third set from the service line. Six service points. Two of them were aces. She had two kills. Will Sheehy, two service points and three kills. Josie Prevett, a service point and three kills. And Lucy Scott got stronger as the match continued. one service point, two ace blocks, and one kill. So in that third set, 17 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves. And again, I kind of remind everybody, you look at that, that is 22 of the 25 points. It's not like Central Catholic played bad. St. Cecilia just played their best set of the night. They earned 22 points. There were only three errors committed in that set by Grand Island Central Catholic, and I believe one of them was on the serve, so only two errors in the offense for St. Cecilia, or for Central Catholic. So very well played, by far the best played set of the entire night. We'll give you the composite stats here right now. And first for Grand Island Central Catholic, unofficially, I had Emma Benton with five service points. She had a match-high 14 kills. Jennifer Sint had three service points. One was an ace. Sadie Gehring had eight service points to lead the team. She also had nine kills. Emily Herbig had five kills. Lauren Webb, five service points. One was an ace. Two ace blocks, three kills. Laura Lowry, six service points. One was an ace, one kill. Darren Willman, four kills, and Madison Liske, three service points. One was an ace. So overall for Grand Island Central Catholic tonight, I had them for 36 kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves. The Crusaders dropped to 1-1 on the season after their win against Lincoln Christian earlier. And as you heard Coach Zavala say, off to the Minden Invitational on Saturday. Next Thursday, they have Columbus SCOTUS on the schedule in Columbus with their new head coach, John Peterson, of course, stepping down in the offseason. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Chandra Farmer, two service points and three kills. Claire Hamburger had two service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a team-high 13 kills. Carly Wright, seven service points, tied for the team-high. Two of them were aces, three kills. Lil Sheehy, three service points, 10 kills. Josie Prevett, two service points, eight kills. And Lucy Skook, also tied for the team high in serves with 7 points. She had a match high, four ace blocks, and three kills. Unofficially for Hastings St. Cecilia, I had them for 40 kills, five ace blocks, and three ace serves. I really think, and Coach Zavala mentioned it, the blocks at the net were, in a close match like this, 2 or 3 points, the big difference. As St. Cecilia improves to 2-0, winning at 14-25, 25-23, and 25-21. Over Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Cecilia will play Adams Central on Tuesday and back into action for the Patriots. And then their big first test tournament-wise will be a week from Saturday the 13th over at the Kearney Catholic Invitational. We'll catch up with Coach Alan Van Kura and wind down our coverage on opening night of the 2014 volleyball season after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Mr. Sack, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Couple of updates for you here while we wait for Coach Van Kura to wrap up some of his newspaper interviews. NFL opening tonight on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And after a slow start, we've got a little offense here. 3:40 to go in the first half. Seattle 17, Green Bay 10. You can hear that game on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. The UNK football team opening the season tonight at top-ranked and defending national champion Northwest Missouri State. And the Lopers giving them as much of a battle as anybody has as of late. This was a 7-7 game going into the second quarter. A UNK interception led to a short 26-yard drive. Northwest Missouri State scored, tacked on a field goal before half. It's Northwest Missouri 17, UNK 7 at halftime of that ball game tonight. Again, a reminder that we've got football action coming your way tomorrow night. Lawrence Nelson at Kennesaw here on Classic Hits. It is Blue Hill at Bruning Davenport Shickley on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will be at Ogallala. Also tomorrow night, St. Cecilia is at Hershey, and Hastings will be at Scotts Bluff. Those games on ESPN 1550 and 1230 KHAS, as well as PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coach Van Kure is starting to make his way, it looks like, this way. So we'll take one final break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Post Game Show after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. In our final segment here, we catch up with the victorious head coach of Hastings St. Cecilia, coming off the state championship last year and starting 2-0 tonight, and a big milestone as well. We'll talk a little bit about all of that, Alan Van Kure. And I know the one thing that you're going to point out right away, as all coaches do, is if my assessment was right, you got better as the night progressed tonight.
Absolutely, Doug. We played three bad games to start this, and we knew we would struggle early, but just like any team would open the season, you know, we weren't very good at all passing the ball. We made a lot of hitting errors, serving errors, and just kind of not typical of us. But, you know, at the same time, we got some kids in different roles this year, and we knew it was going to take time. And fortunately, in games, our fourth and fifth games tonight, you know, the last two we played against Central Catholic, we kind of started putting things together. You know, we had a little bit of rhythm into our offense, and you know, when things are going right, you know, you start playing with confidence and you get a break here and there. And early in the night, you know, we just weren't doing that.
What was there something that clicked tonight, or did it just take a while to get going?
Well, it was our passing got better. Our passing got better. I don't know. You know, we've had a lot of things going on, you know, with, of course, the 800. And then, you know, they're getting ready for homecoming, you know, the royalty and all that stuff. So there's a lot of things on their mind. And, you know, for high school kids to stay completely focused and, you know, that was tough on them, you know, because you knew how bad they wanted to win tonight. And it just took a while for them to settle down.
What is it about this matchup with Grand Island Central Catholic? It's not like you play four or five times. I think Central Catholic SCOTUS is probably more of a rivalry in the conference, because unless you guys meet in the conference tournament, this is the only time you play each other. But there's still something special about it.
Well, Sharon and I have coached against each other for a long time, you know, and we're good friends on and off the court, and, you know, but yet, you know, everybody tries to beat each other, and, but, you know, she's got a great program here, and, you know, we've shared ideas and stuff and talk, and, you know, it's fun to play them. You know, it's always a challenge, you know, because they're always so fundamentally sound, and, you know, like tonight, early in the match, you know, they just weren't making mistakes. They were passing extremely well. They had all the ricochets off the backboard figured out, you know, because it is their home court. So it just took us a while to get into the flow of the game.
Talk about number 800. As I said, you know, when you've been around long enough, there's going to be a lot of milestones. But, you know, 400, 500, 600, all the way up to here, you know, you got to have four solid years in a row just to get from one step to the next anymore in this day and age. And you know, there's not a lot of folks that have put the whistle on that have made it as far as you have.
Well, you know, I always say it's a tribute to our players and that have played for us, and to our coaches that have been, you know, associated with the program. You know, they've helped out. I've been a small part of it, and you know, it's tough. And you know, we don't play an easy schedule by any means. You know, we're one of the small schools in our conference. We play predominantly a C1 schedule, and you know, play, throw a few B schools in there. So, you know, every year it's a tough schedule. And, you know, like last year, you know, we ended up with 8 losses, but I think the schedule helped prepare us for that final stretch, you know, down at the state tournament. And, you know, that's what we're hoping here, you know, that these games help us. And we've talked about at the same time, you know, when we're playing these good schools, you have to be able to beat some of them because, you know, you can get a bonus point for playing up a class here and there, but you still have to win some of those games. And tonight I thought was huge because, you know, this was, I think, the first time we've ever won this triangular.
Well, let's kind of wrap it up here. We're talking with Alan Van Curie of St. Cecilia, like we did with Sharon. You'll have a little bit of time here. You don't have to play this weekend, but so you'll get a little bit more time to see how you did on opening night. Just your assessment of how the team played here in these two matches and what you'll take away from tonight.
Well, you know, I think, you know, they say that probably from night one to night two that you play, you probably improve the most in your game. And we're hoping that's going to be true. You know, we got a couple days of practice before we play our next match. And, you know, the kids know what they did wrong tonight. And, you know, I hope a lot of it was nerves. And hopefully we can get those things corrected and just kind of relax and have fun and play the game. You know, we've talked about to the kids, you know, during timeouts, have fun, relax, play the game, just like in practice. And I think they started doing that later in the match. You know, they were having fun, you know, and things, you know, every now and then you got a break, ball went, you know, through a block or something, you know, we got a big point and, you know, they celebrated and they were having fun. And, you know, that's a big part of this game. It rides so much on emotions. And, you know, fortunately it was on our side tonight at the end.
Well, we can talk about all these girls that have started for you here the last couple of years. You didn't have a lot of holes to fill, but Carly Wright served very strong there for you in the third set. And talk about the player, sophomore in Lucy Skoke, who seemed to get the confidence in her as the match progressed.
Well, we think Lucy's going to be a great player for us. She kind of broke into the lineup midway through the season last year. And, you know, she's gotten stronger. We feel that we can use her more as an offensive weapon. Last year, you know, she was kind of used, you know, kind of sporadically. You know, she wasn't a major part because, you know, she was right next to Morgan in our rotation, so we didn't have to use her near as much. But this year, we feel that we have to get more offense out of her and, you know, some of the other kids to kind of pick up the slack where we lost to graduation.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 2 wins tonight. I knew you wanted to get 801, probably even more than 800, and got the job done. So enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much, Doug.
You bet. That is the head coach of Hastings St. Cecilia, Alan Van Curie. I'm telling you, there's no other time that you're going to come into a gym and watch two coaches against each other right now with 1,698 victories between them. Coach Zavala will get number 900 here, hopefully within the next week, go to Minden and have Columbus SCOTUS. There's a chance that she could get it Saturday if they can win the Minden Invitational. Chance she could get it at Columbus SCOTUS. I mean, if you could get it against one of those two teams that they have really butted heads with here over the years, that makes it extra special. That's going to wrap things up for us here. Appreciate you joining us for this opening night of the high school volleyball season, and it didn't disappoint here at the end as Hastings St. Cecilia, who got thumped in the first set 25-14 by Central Catholic, came back to go 25-23, 25-21 to win it in 3. Both beat Lincoln Christian earlier tonight. For our producer engineer back at the studios, Caleb Henry, and also for Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Miscos, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll see you tomorrow night with high school football, as I'll be at Kennesaw as they take on Lawrence Nelson. Also, a reminder that our next volleyball action comes your way Tuesday from the Axtell Triangular featuring SEM and Overton. This is Doug Duda saying good night from Grand Island Central Catholic.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.